The warehouse marks them to prevent theft, so they had to drain each one individually. As their operation picked up speed, however, the thieves got lazy and did their work right on the warehouse floor. So how did they get caught? Lila explains that they couldn't just exchange one barrel for another because the warehouse marks them to prevent theft. So they know which barrels are theirs because they are marked. And because of this, they had to drain each one individually. And Lila says that as their operation picked up speed, that the thieves got lazy and did their work right on the warehouse floor. So in the beginning, they took the barrels to a sugar shack so they could hide their illicit activity. But as it picked up speed, as they kind of went along, they got a bit lazy and did it right there at the warehouse floor. And Kim then wants to know how the thieves got caught.
Lila 呢，他就解释说 ，the warehouse marks them to prevent theft， 就说呢，因为就是仓库的人会在桶子上面做记号，所以他们就是不会以防止被偷窃。So they had to drain each one individually， 也就是因为这样呢，小偷必须一个一个的把蜂糖浆给沥干。As their operation picked up speed, however, the thieves got lazy and did their work right on the warehouse floor. 就说呢，随着就是小偷慢慢的就是偷上手之后呢，他们就开始变得懒惰，然后就直接在仓库里面当场沥干，就不会就是再把它拿到就是小木屋沥干蜂糖浆。那 Kendon 他就是好奇就问说 ，So how did they get caught？ 就说呢，那他们是怎么被抓到的呢？